Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A happy Monday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got a great show for you guys today. Man, was the sports good over the weekend. Playoff baseball, college football, NFL, a lot going on. We're going to get into all three of those sports coming up here over the next 30 minutes. Peter Apple standing by, going to get his thoughts on tonight's Monday Night Football game, as well as some MLB playoffs. Look ahead to week 6 in the NFL as well. We're going to have Matt Horner join us later on in the show for a model making money, and then get into college football, NFL, and playoff baseball ourselves as well. Any questions, comments, thoughts that you guys have for us, as always, let us know. We want this show to be interactive. We want to hear your thoughts, your questions, anything that you have. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube.com/OdysseySports. And if you miss anything over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered. You can catch today's episode on the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Glasses in session. Let's get this thing rolling. Go to the Glass for guest line. Check in with Peter Apple, who joins us. Give him a follow on X at PeterApple23, co-founder of Just Baseball Media, and check out his YouTube channel, Just Gridiron Fans, as well. All right, Peter, we got one more game here in week 5 of the NFL. It's a good one. The Saints, who very easily could be 4-0 this season, right? They've suffered a couple of tough losses last 2 weeks to Philly and Atlanta, going up, of course, against the Chiefs, who are undefeated. Kansas City right now, 5.5-point favorites, the total about 43.5. What are your thoughts on KC New Orleans tonight?
Yeah, so I'm going to take the Saints, and I'm going to take them plus the points. The bet really centers around, I have the better defense right now getting points. Now, you can simplify it just down to that. The Saints are fourth in EPA per play as a defense, while the Kansas City Chiefs are, I think, around 14th in EPA. But, PJ, do you know how weird Derek Carr is? Do you want to read you some trends that are just insane? I was going through these, and I was already going to take the Saints, but I just think these are laughably hilarious. So this is from Action Network. So Derek Carr against good defenses is very good. Against bad defenses, he's not very good. It's very strange. So Carr against defenses allowing 21 points per game or more is 35-59 against the spread. When he's facing defenses allowing fewer than 21 points per game, he's 35-21 against the spread. So it's the complete opposite of what you might think. And Derek Carr, historically, is not very good on primetime, but he is in one spot, Monday Night Football on the road. He's over 50% as an underdog, and he's 7-3-1 on Monday Night Football. So Derek Carr doesn't make sense. If he has a good matchup, he's not going to do well. If he has a bad matchup against a good defense, he weirdly steps up to the plate. So we're taking the Saints because they do have the better defense, and Derek Carr, for whatever reason, comes to play in these type of spots.
I love it. Yeah, and that's a lot of points. Kansas City's 4-0, but all four of their wins have been decided by 7 points or Les. Peter, I want to get your thoughts on week six. I know you've probably done some looking at some of the games upcoming. The game of the week is going to be this Commanders-Ravens game, which is just crazy to think about. I live in the area. I'm a Ravens fan. You can already just like feel the excitement for this matchup with Jaden Daniels and Lamar Jackson. I don't know if you've already like looked it into the game, if you've made a bet. Any early thoughts on that Ravens-Commanders game right now with the Ravens favored by 6.5?
It's too many points just off the rip. 6.5. I think the market is trying to catch the quote unquote Jaden Daniels bad game, right? Yeah. You saw every kind of really smart better, right? People I respect were hammering the Browns, thought it was the spot for them. And then what does Jaden Daniels and co do? They put up 34 points and they don't even make it a ball game. Now the Ravens are coming off an electric game against a divisional opponent. It almost feels like it might be a letdown spot for me, but I think bettors are going to continue to look for the spot to finally get Jaden Daniels' bad game. I haven't seen anything in the tape to warrant any of that. So off the jump, 6.5 feels like too many points.
Anything else that catches your eye? Week six of the NFL, we only got two teams on byes next week, Kansas City and San Francisco. So we got a lot of great matchups. Anything else that caught your eye?
Unfortunately, baseball has just been on my mind right now. So you got my Monday Night Football video done, saw that game and that line immediately shot out to me, but nothing quite yet has really gotten my attention. There's a few lines that I think would be good for teasers. There's some low totals. There's some 1.5, 2.5 point dogs that I want to potentially tease up. But right now, baseball's on the mind.
Fair enough. And let's go right there to baseball. And the MLB playoffs are the best, and they have not disappointed so far. We got the ALDS series getting back in action tonight, Peter. Yankees and Royals. We got the Guardians and the Tigers. I saw on Twitter you posted no official plays for you, but any leans or sides tonight that you were considering?
Yeah, so I have a lean in both games, both on money lines, one throughout the full game and one through the first five. So we'll talk about Guardians versus Tigers first. This feels like a good price for the Guardians, but I don't know how anybody can be in the business right now of fading Tarik Skubal. But the one reason why I am leading the Guardians, first of all, he's facing a divisional opponent who's seen him plenty of times. He's also pitching on the road. And since September 1st, the Guardians are number one in Major League Baseball against left-handed pitching. So they have that working for him. But on the flip side, you have Matthew Boyd, who kind of ended his season not looking great. But then after him, you have potentially the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. And I say potentially, I mean definitely, and potentially one of the best bullpens we've seen in the 21st century. So I don't expect Matthew Boyd to go very long. So, and I think people are looking at Skubal versus Boyd. Skubal's way better. Let's take the Tigers. But in reality, it's three innings of Matthew Boyd backed by the best bullpen in Major League Baseball. So I like the Guardians, but again, I think the bookmakers have kind of caught up to this. They know how good the Guardians' bats are against lefties. They know the Guardians have looked like the better team. I know it's only been one game, but a blowout like that. So I do want to back the Guardians, but a plus 105, plus 110, there's just no real value for me because I modeled this game out. It's still 53% Tigers, 47% Guardians, which would put me, like, I would need probably plus 115, plus 120 action to play Cleveland, but we're not getting that. So I'll just sit this one out on the sidelines, but it's a definite lean to the Guardians because I think they win. I just don't think the price is quite good enough for me to get there.
Yeah, totally fair. How about the NLCS, Peter? We had one great game last night, Mets and Phillies. The Padres just absolutely demolished the Dodgers. Both of those series are all tied up at one as we go back to Queens and San Diego. We were talking about before the show started, we both have futures on San Diego. Absolutely love them. It's not hard to feel like the Mets right now are kind of the team of destiny with all the clutch hits that they've had in these late innings. What are your thoughts on those series the rest of the way? Do you think we're on this Mets-Padres collision course?
I'm not sure about the Mets quite yet. I do think that the Padres have the upper hand. Now, I think you can look at last night's game in two ways. Number one, the Padres just got an incredible jolt of energy. That fan should have never thrown that ball at Jerickson Profar.
Yeah.
Because afterwards, they hit four home runs, and you could tell that they were feeling themselves. Now, the baseball gods may look at that and say, you're feeling yourselves a little bit too much, and they might get a taste of their own medicine. But then I keep thinking to myself, all right, they're going back to San Diego. That crowd just witnessed what Dodger fans did to them. They are going to be incredibly rowdy. So part of my brain says, the Dodgers losing that game in L.A., they're not going to have a game five back in L.A. The Padres are going to win the first two. But Walker Buehler has historically done really, really well against the Padres. And Michael King is coming off an amazing start, but he doesn't have great numbers against the Dodgers. So I actually think that game three is likely going to be decently high scoring. And I think the Padres win, but I'm still kind of, I'm not sure which side of my brain to trust. Is it the baseball god saying, Padres, you enjoyed yourself too much? Or is it the baseball god saying, that Dodger fan should have never thrown that ball. Padres are going to roll. I lean the latter. I think it's going to be the Padres. But what that narrative brought in is more chaos to playoff baseball, and I'm all for it.
Absolutely. Peter Apple, always great having him on the show. Give him a follow on X at PeterApple23, co-founder, Just Baseball Media. Check out his YouTube channel as well, Just Gridiron Fans. Joins us every other Monday right here on Send It In. Peter, always great talking to you. Good luck. Enjoy the playoff baseball. We'll talk again in a couple weeks.
PJ, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling. Let's talk Monday Night Football tonight, getting to the two games we got in the ALDS as well in playoff baseball. We will start with the Saints and the Chiefs tonight on Monday Night Football. Kansas City favored by 5.5. The total is 43. You got the Chiefs minus 250 on the money line. You got the Saints at plus 200. I also like the Saints plus 5.5. I'm right there with Peter. Look, the Saints caught the world by storm, right? The first 2 weeks. They put 40 on the Panthers, put 40 on Dallas. Then the last two games, they easily could have won against Philadelphia, easily could have won against Atlanta, lose both of those games. Now you got the Super Bowl champs on deck. Kansas City's got their bye upcoming before they get ready for a Super Bowl rematch against San Francisco. It feels like a really good spot to take the Saints coming off of a tough loss like that. While Kansas City is 4-0, but man, very easily, they could be 2-2, maybe even like 1-3 this season. And this is what the Chiefs have kind of done the last couple of years. We all know they win a ton of games, but they really don't blow very many people out. Derek Carr, obviously, has a long history against the Chiefs, being the Raiders quarterback, playing in the AFC West. And Peter just mentioned, Derek Carr tends to play well against good defenses, and he's good against the spread. Seems like a lot of points. I'll take the Saints, plus 5.5. Speaking of Derek Carr, four of his last five games against Kansas City, he's thrown for two or more passing touchdowns. I love the price that we're getting tonight, over 1.5 passing touchdowns with Derek Carr at plus 185. We know that Saints offense can put up points, right? With Shaheed and Olave and Kamara out of the backfield. So Clint Kubiak, you give him an extra day to prep with this game being on a Monday. Kansas City trying to figure out their offense as well without Rashee Rice and what they're going to do offensively. I think this could kind of be a higher scoring game tonight. I like Derek Carr over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And then with the Chiefs trying to figure out what they're going to do offensively, who's going to be that guy to really replace Rashee Rice's production in the middle part of the field, right? Xavier Worthy is their speedster. He's their deep threat. Travis Kelce is kind of their do-everything guy. He finally got going against the Chargers last week. So is it going to be like Juju Smith-Schuster who emerges? I think it's going to be Justin Watson. I like over 24.5 receiving yards tonight for Watson. Three of the four games this season, Watson's had 22, 25, and 27 receiving yards. So he's been like right around this number. It's at 24.5 tonight. And now without Rashee Rice, and the Chiefs go into the week knowing that they're not going to have Rice, how are they going to move the football in this game? Keep in mind, still no Pacheco. Kareem Hunt's back in the mix with Carson Steele. Justin Watson's been there a while. Mahomes trusts him in that offense. I'll go over 24.5 receiving yards for Justin Watson today. As for the two games we have in Major League Baseball, Tigers at the Guardians, game two. Guardians up 1-0 in the series. Detroit minus 125. Cleveland plus 105 with Skubal on the mound. I like the first five over three runs in this game at minus 120. Tarik Skubal's the best pitcher in baseball. We all know this. He faced Cleveland one time this season, went seven innings in that game, only gave up one earned, but he did give up 10 hits in that matchup. You go through the Guardians lineup and you look at the splits that they have against Skubal, and it's as good as you'll see anybody have against Skubal in baseball. Jose Ramirez, 9-for-21 in his career against Skubal. They popped off for five runs in the first inning on Saturday in game one. So because Skubal's on the bump, it's a must-win for Detroit. Everybody's going to love the unders in this game. It's at 6 for a reason. The first five's under 3. I'll go over first 5-3 in this game. I personally would lean towards the Tigers to win, but not going to touch that. I'll just bet the first five over three runs in that game. And then give me the Royals, plus 125 against the Yankees tonight. Man, is Cole Reagan's good. He is just, his combination of fastball 97-98 with a devastating curveball, obviously really tough to hit. The Yankees got a bunch of left-handed hitters in that lineup with Soto and Wells and Verdugo and some of their bigger hitters, right? Judge and Stanton and Torres, this is going to be a game where they need to produce for the Yankees. They got Carlos Rodon on the mound tonight. Royals were right there. There were a couple of tough calls in game one that didn't go their way. Yankees managed to get a win. I like the Royals to bounce back tonight. I like what I saw out of them in game one. And now with their ace on the mound, I think they get the win tonight. So give me Kansas City, plus 125 against the Yankees. A promo from our friends at BetMGM with the MLB playoffs in the air. BetMGM Sportsbook is offering a shot for a daily $50,000 jackpot. Just opt in and place a $10 straight bet on any MLB player to hit a home run. Again, Jose Ramirez, 9 for 21 against Skubal in his career. If your player's home run lands in a team's bullpen, you win a share of the prize. Bonus bets expire in 7 days, and the offer runs every day, Monday through Sunday. Head to BetMGM Sportsbook now to opt in and get your chance at a $50,000 win. It actually cashed last night. Fernando Tatis hitting a ball into the bullpen, so make sure you get in on that offer with BetMGM. All right, guys, it's a Monday. Let's look at the games that we would bet right now here on Send It In. Always one of my favorite segments of the week. Try and get ahead of the line moves. One jumps out to me. We will start in the NFL. Actually, some favorites that I like right now with the current number. The first one we will start with is the Detroit Lions -3 against the Dallas Cowboys. We got the Lions coming off of a bye, and they're going on the road. Anytime we get a team off a bye in the NFL and they're going on the road, we always like those spots for them, right? When teams are on a bye week, they might go on vacation, they're hanging out with family, there's a lot of distractions. When they're home, those distractions can obviously build up. When you go on the road, there's a lot more time and a lot more focus that those players have when it's a road game. So we love that for Detroit. We also love the fact that this is a revenge game. If you ever watch a Lions game, ever since they played the Cowboys at the end of the regular season last year, we all remember the call when the Lions thought they had a two-point conversion. Dan Skipper checked into the game. He told the ref that he was eligible. He brushed his chest, and they decided that he was ineligible. Every time the Lions play a game and the referees report Dan Skipper is eligible, the crowd in Detroit always cheers. All because of this game against Dallas. The Lions know that they got robbed last year. I think they want to atone for that. I think Dallas is still frauds. Dak Prescott had a number of turnovers in the red zone yesterday. The Steelers aren't a good team. Dallas was fortunate to beat the Giants on Thursday night. Fortunate to beat Dallas fortunate to be Pittsburgh last night. I think they're finally going up against a good team. The Lions are coming off a bye. Give me Detroit -3. I'll also take the Bengals -3.5 at the current number at the New York Giants. Really like this spot for Cincinnati. The only thing I would be concerned about is that loss to Baltimore was such a dream crusher for the Bengals. They're now 1-4. They're 0-1 in the division. Is that going to take its toll on this team? Are they going to spiral? But this should be a good game for them going up against the Giants. And look, even though the Bengals are 1-4 this season, you got to look at some of the teams and some of the quarterbacks that they have played and that they have lost to. Obviously, week one against New England, no excuse for that. You got to win that game. But then they lose to Mahomes and the Chiefs in Arrowhead, a game that they very easily could have won. Then they lose to Jaden Daniels and the Commanders, who we're finding out is really good, and they're a very good team. And then he just lost to Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. So, yes, the Bengals are 1-4, but three of those losses, they really could have won any of those games, and they were going up against three of the best quarterbacks in football, certainly this season, with the way that Daniels has played through the first 5 weeks. Now the Bengals go on the road. They play Daniel Jones. They play the Giants, who are coming off a big cross-country win against Seattle. I think this is a nice spot for Cincinnati. We saw them take care of business on the road at Carolina. I could see them doing the same thing against the Giants. So I like the Bengals -3.5. Also, give me the under in Ravens and Commanders right now at 52.5. In Ravens and Bengals on Sunday, this total opened up at 51.5, and it dropped all the way down to 48.5. Obviously, we saw a shootout yesterday, 41-38. Neither team could stop one another. Lamar and Burrow played incredible. Well, now with Lamar and Jaden Daniels, two of the hottest quarterbacks in the league going up against each other, so much excitement for this matchup. Everybody's going to bet the over. Everybody's going to be rooting for points. Here's the interesting thing about the matchup. We all know that Lamar's 21-1 against the NFC, and he's obviously going up against an NFC team in Washington. The reason Lamar's so successful when he goes up against NFC teams is because these teams only get to see him once every 4 years, right? There's no way that you can scout him, you can simulate him. Washington has the closest thing that you can simulate Lamar with, and that's Jaden Daniels. I think that's going to help Washington's defense. On the flip side, the Ravens can simulate Jaden Daniels because they have Lamar Jackson. Both quarterbacks are so unique, and they're such great players, but because Jaden and Lamar's skill sets are very similar, I think both defenses, it will help them out in preparation this week. I'll go under 52.5 in Ravens and Commanders. As for college football, right now, favorite bet on the board is going to be USC +5.5 against Penn State. It is always an auto bet for me in college football. We get a marquee matchup like this with Penn State and USC, and the week before, when one of those teams loses a game outright like USC did to Minnesota, right? A little bit of a look-ahead spot for SC. Penn State coming to town. Going to be a big-time matchup. USC loses that game outright to Minnesota. Then what happens is the line moves up. The look-ahead line for this game was 3.5. Now it's all the way up to 5.5. USC very easily could be undefeated this season. They should have beaten Michigan a couple weeks ago. They should have beaten Minnesota on Sunday. They're up 7, getting ready to go score again. And then USC fumbles, and it flips the game on its head. Penn State, like, who have they really beaten this season? You know, they beat 3-2 West Virginia at the beginning of the year, and then they beat an Illinois team that really isn't that great on offense. This is James Franklin in a big game. He's favored, and USC, it's a great spot for him. Also, keep this in mind. Right now, as it stands, Big Ten teams that are traveling in 2 hours or more time zone where there's a difference, 1-7 straight up this season. The only team that's won is Indiana, who won at UCLA. Every other team's in the Big Ten that's had to travel through a time zone where the difference is either 2 or 3 hours, 1-7 straight up. That's what Penn State faces this week. We'll take USC plus the points. Also, give me Oregon plus the points against Ohio State. Both teams obviously been looking forward to this game all year. I think a lot of people just kind of wrote off Oregon because early on in the year against Idaho and Boise State, they didn't look all that great. They've been playing much better the last couple weeks. Ohio State, I think, might be the best team in the country. They're certainly the most talented team on paper in the country. Their quarterback, though, Will Howard, there's just something about him that I can't quite get there with. Now, Dan Lanning really hasn't won a big game since he's been at Oregon. But we don't need him to win this game. We just need him to cover the spread. And he has done that in a lot of his big matchups. These games are usually decided by 3 or 4 points. We're getting Oregon at +4.5. I'll take the Ducks. And then finally, West Virginia +3 against Iowa State. Iowa State's 5-0 this season. They're going on the road, playing in Morgantown in a night game. I mentioned West Virginia 3-2 this season, lost to Penn State, lost to Pitt. Well, both of those games were out of Big 12 play. So West Virginia and Iowa State, two of the five teams in the conference that are undefeated in conference play. I think West Virginia matches up really well with Iowa State. I would get him at that key number of 3. I think the Mountaineers win the game outright. I'll take West Virginia plus the points. All right, let's go to PJ's rankings real quick. Look at the top 10 teams in college football. And what a weekend it was. We had 7 top 25 teams in college football lose this weekend with, of course, the headliner, the upset, Vanderbilt beating Alabama. Now, Alabama right now is number 7 in the AP poll. A lot of people don't think that they're the best team in the country anymore. I'm not one of those people. I still think Alabama at their best is the best team in college football. I have them at number 1. We all saw the greatness of Nick Saban on Saturday. I talked about this all offseason. Nick Saban's the GOAT. His greatest trait, in my opinion, is that he always won the games that he was supposed to win, and his teams never had letdown spots. They never got too high or they never got too low. He was the master of controlling the mind game. We loved Vanderbilt last week because we were all expecting a letdown after the Georgia game. If Nick Saban was the coach, Vanderbilt's probably not on my card. But any other team in that spot, Vanderbilt's on the card. So really not a surprise to me that Vanderbilt covered. It was a little shocking that they won the game outright, but I think this is going to be good for Bama to lose a game like that. They're not going to take anybody lightly the rest of the year. I still think they're the best team in college football, +600 right now to win the Natty. I'll put Ohio State at number 2. Buckeyes haven't really played anybody yet this season. They're playing the Ducks on Saturday, so we'll get a good look at them. Their roster outside of quarterback, they're so good. Receiver, running back, defense, everywhere loaded. It just all comes down to Will Howard. If they beat the Ducks, Ohio State likely going to slide into that number one spot. Texas, I'll put at number three. We're all putting a lot of weight into that Texas win against Michigan, and Michigan just isn't very good. I want to see Texas go up against a team with a capable quarterback that can challenge their secondary, because that's where Texas struggled last season, and they really haven't played a team that can exploit their pass defense yet. I'll put Texas at number three, but they get Georgia next week. Georgia, speaking of, they are number four at plus 500. Obviously lose to Alabama. They struggled with Kentucky 3 weeks ago. The Auburn game wasn't all that pretty for much of it. Georgia's still Georgia. They got the best coach in the country with Kirby. They're going to continue to improve. Their defense is better. Still concerns, though, with their skill position group. I'll put Oregon at number five. We're obviously going to learn a lot about the Ducks this week. Still a very explosive offense. Very good. I can't wait to see what their defense looks like against Ohio State this week. Give me Ole Miss at number six. I know they lost outright to Kentucky. Ole Miss under Lane Kiffin, you know they're always going to be able to score points. They're always going to have a good offense. But this year, what makes Ole Miss different is their defensive line is awesome. And they got a big game at LSU this weekend. We'll see what they look like. I'll put Ole Miss at number six. Tennessee is going to be at number seven for me. The more that I watch Tennessee, the less that I like them, to be completely honest with you. Nico's got all the talent in the world at quarterback. But he's not making the right reads. He's very inaccurate at times. Tennessee's defensive line is very good. But much like Texas, I want to see them go up against a quarterback that can hurt them through the air. We really haven't seen Tennessee do that. They get Jalen Milroe and Bama next week, so we'll see what that looks like. Penn State, I'll put at number eight. I think they lose outright, though, to USC this weekend. Miami's at number nine. Last couple weeks, Miami very easily could have lost. They did not. Something to be said for a team that finds ways to win. And then Clemson, I will put at number 10. Ever since they lost to Georgia, Clemson has just been blowing teams out left and right. So Clemson will be my number 10 team. Bama, Ohio State, Texas, 1, 2, 3. Georgia, Oregon, Ole Miss, 4, 5, 6. Tennessee, Penn State, Miami, and Clemson, 7, 8, and 9. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Matt, what are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, howdy there, PJ, on a Monday. A 5-star play tonight, we're going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs, the favorites here, minus 5.5 against the New Orleans Saints. Simply a numbers play for the model. We have this, the Chiefs being favored by 9 points. So if you're going to give us 5.5, obviously the model is going to love that sort of value, getting 5.5. So give us the Chiefs minus 5.5 tonight as a 5-star play.
All right, very good. Matt, how about yourself? Any bets for you in Monday Night Football tonight?
Shockingly enough, I actually may be on the Chiefs tonight. I think I'm probably going to be public underdog tonight with the New Orleans Saints. According to John Ewing over at BetMGM, 59% of the bets, 65% of the money is on New Orleans plus 5.5 tonight. On the money line, they're also playing the Saints as well, 59% of bets and 58% of the money. So the public obviously loving the Saints here. Very rare, because the public absolutely loves the Chiefs in pretty much every which way every week. But yeah, they see some vulnerability there right now, so they're going with the Saints, and I think I'll be on the Chiefs tonight.
All right, interesting. Matt, how about the MLB playoffs? I know it was a rocky start. You picked up some winners ever since then. Anything for you in the two games tonight?
Yeah, definitely starting out rough, MLB playoffs. Betting it is completely different from betting the regular season, but we do our best here. I'm going to take the Guardians on the money line against the Tigers and the under six in this one. I know Tarik Skubal on the mound for the Tigers. He's great, 270 expected ERA, 283 expected FIP. But at the same time, the Guardians have almost every other advantage in this game besides starting pitcher. They're better offensively against lefties with a 114 WRC plus compared to the Tigers with an 88 WRC plus. They've been bad against lefties all year. Taking on Matthew Boyd, who has been quite good since coming back from Tommy John surgery. 310 expected ERA for him. Guardians also with the much better bullpen, second in xFIP over the second half of the season compared to the Tigers, which were 16th. Conditions in this one looking like 61 degrees at first pitch, 10-mile-per-hour winds blowing in to the ballpark, which is why we have a total here of 6 in this game, which is just incredible. Unders have been hitting like crazy in the playoffs, so... I'm going with the Guardians at plus money here, and I'm going with the under.
All right, absolutely love it. Matt, really appreciate the time. As always, good luck on all your bets today, and we will catch up again soon.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. We got about a minute left here for PJ's plays. Going streaking, we will go with Jose. Ramirez dominates Tarik Skubal, 9 for 21 in his career. One of the most underrated players in baseball, an awesome hitter. Give me Ramirez as our guy in going streaking. Prop lock today, Derek Carr over 1.5 passing touchdowns at plus 185. Derek Carr, as Peter was talking about, lights up defenses that are good. He also has great history against the Chiefs. I'll go with Carr, 2 or more passing touchdowns tonight, plus 185. Give me the Royals, my dog of the day, plus 125 against the Yankees. Cole Reagans is on the bump for Kansas City, one of the best starters in baseball. Royals hung tough with the Yankees in game one. I think they can take game two tonight. And then finally, my best bet's going to be the Saints, plus 5.5 against the Chiefs. I just think this is too many points. Kansas City's 4-0 this season. All four of those wins have been decided by 7 points or less. Saints are good offense. I think you're going to get a really good performance out of them tonight. Couple of tough losses for New Orleans, back-to-back against Philly and Atlanta. I think they right the ship tonight. Give me the Saints, plus 5.5 against the Chiefs. Once again, our best bets for today. Jose Ramirez is our guy in going streaking. Derek Carr, over 1.5 passing touchdowns, is our prop lock. Royals, plus 125, is our dog of the day. And Saints, plus 5.5, is going to be our best bet against the Chiefs. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Thanks again to Peter Apple, Matt Horner for joining the show. Enjoy playoff baseball, Saints and Chiefs. See you guys tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.